This is
Hardwired for Worship.
I've been watching my childhood on old tapes from the past. I remember the young Lord, but we grew up too fast.
Welcome to the Encounters podcast about seeing in the spiritual realm with your hosts, Jana Rawling and Sharon Luzzi. We believe that more people are experiencing the spiritual realm today, or at least there's an increased awareness because of the internet, podcasts, radio, and television, all offering more supernatural-oriented content. Our goal for this podcast is to shine the light in dark places of our lives and hopefully to prepare you for your supernatural spiritual journey, for which we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We were playing soldiers, making swords out of pens. Oh, we used to be closer, things were better back then.
Welcome to the Encounters podcast.
That's Jana Rawling.
And that's Sharon Luzzi. So, hey, we would like to ask you guys to please visit our hardwiredforworship.com website, which is a division of Hardwired for Life. So you can check that out as well. And then we want to ask you, please, if you would subscribe, rate and review us on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you listen. We're in a lot of places, maybe not all of them, but that's okay. And then also, we are asking for patrons on Patreon for as little as $5 per month. And when you become a patron, we've got some free booklets that we've written that we will give away for free. And then we also have, you'll get exclusive access to the first module of our Foundations of Love online course. Because I don't know about you, but I can always learn more about love.
Amen.
All right. And then last housekeeping is your encounter experience stories. So we're asking that when you have an encounter experience to write us about it. Tell us what happened. What did you sense or see? And where was Jesus in it? And also, what did you gain from the encounter? Because there's always a reason for an encounter. They don't just happen, you know, to happen. So there's always a reason. So what I think we're going to do this time. Now, the last time we did an Encounters podcast, if you'll remember, it was we had seen these two white horses and there was this field, this garden, and this big, huge oak tree with acorns. And then, to be honest with you, we sat down to do a couple more podcasts. And we ended up going down this crazy road. And in the end, the Lord so far has not given us permission to release those. And he may not. What we want to do is we just want to pray and ask Holy Spirit. So we'll just do that right now. Might as well. So, holy.
It's already here.
So, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. So, Lord, we just ask that you show us what we need to talk about, what our listeners need to hear. We ask that you'll show us things that have great interpretations that are quick, and we ask, Lord, that our imaginations are re-sanctified right now, and just ask Holy Spirit that you pour out on us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. So we're just sitting and waiting, mm-hmm. waiting on the Lord. I see a mountain, and I'm only seeing the peak of the mountain, I can tell from the look of it that there's much more mountain underneath it, but that I'm just seeing the top, the peak, the summit. Okay. Sometimes, Lord, you crack me up. So I just saw on top of the mountain, the peak, on top of this peak, this Jesus. He was standing there and he looked like this little tiny, tiny guy. Like I could barely see him. He's like, you know, small. And all of a sudden he's waving his arms like, over here, come get me. I'm over here. Okay, Lord. Well, that's going to take some trust because the mountain looks pretty hazardous. The peak, there are sharp rocks and there's snow and the oxygen's probably not real great up there. So to me, that's really interesting that he's like, come on, come on up. Because we'd have to fly up there. Like, we couldn't hike up there.
I feel like it's an invitation to come hang out with him. Come up higher.
Wow, it is beautiful from up here. Now I feel like, you know, I'm on that peak with him and looking around, and I feel like I'm looking out over the garden again.
What's that scripture about him showing us things that we've not known? That's what's coming up.
Things that are unseen.
And to stay close. It's back to the vantage point again.
Yeah, because what better vantage point than to be standing right next to Jesus looking at the same thing?
He's also saying that in this season, he's going to give us the seeing ability, if you will, to perceive what he's showing us. It's like a deeper, I'll use the incorrect English, more better.
It's a more better.
It's a more better seeing ability.
It's like when I was praying, I thought of interpretation, you know, like to, like we'll understand more quickly and thoroughly, even though we can't explain it because we don't have the correct human
language
words.
Right.
I'm all, it's like a...
Well, and that also indicates the intimacy. And I just believe it's an invitation to the intimacy. So we can know those things, because that's how we learn from him in that way. I even saw him with like a hiking staff.
Well, I asked him, Lord, can all of our listeners participate in this as well? And of course he said yes. And he, suddenly I saw down at the base of the mountain, just thousands of people. And they too have hiking sticks.
It's a journey. I also believe there's a specific purpose for this point in time. And I just feel like he's just going to continue to impart for the new era we're walking into.
Right, for the kingdom age.
It's a specific invitation.
Yeah, because the, you know, we've talked about this, I don't know how many times, but the road is narrow. You know, and so it will need a staff, you know. It will need intimacy, but also other people to come alongside you and for you to come alongside them. Because that's the only way we're going to get up to the top.
Right.
I mean, I feel like we're part of the group below as well. Don't get us wrong. You know, even though he gave me this vantage point up to be just to see what's going on. But I'm right down there with everybody, with my, you know, my staff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would not hesitate to say that that group of people represents the Bride of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you first start talking about the mountain, I was seeing like a bridal train.
Oh, wow.
Blowing in the wind.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I knew it was for intimacy, the purpose of intimacy.
Well, he's really going to be our fuel, our sustenance.
Our oxygen at the top of that
mountain. Our oxygen, yeah, everything mm-hmm. that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else on this one?
It's a specific invitation for the body. And he's happy. He's like, come on. Actually, if you look that word up, come, it means to come to walk with me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult to describe what I'm seeing because we don't quite have the words for the colors and the creatures, the birds, there's just, it. To put it in a simple way, it reminds me of like what you would stereotypically see Noah as, you know, like the animals and all of the living creatures, and then, yeah, it's really interesting.
This is interesting, I looked this up. Jeremiah 33:3, and the context is restoration promised again. So it says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not.
Yeah. That should be our scripture for our podcast.
I think so.
Because that is just so what we're all about and what we're trying to share with you guys. You know, it's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Then Jeremiah 29:12 says, then shall you call on me, and you shall go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. So, yeah, this is all about restoration in this chapter. So I would read that. That's a good chapter.
And it was Jeremiah 33. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Wow. It's very profound in what we're talking about.
I love it.
Yes, it's called to the body to come be more intimate.
Who is it who said intimacy is into me see?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
I don't know.
I don't know why I just thought of that, but
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Sorry, kitty cat. Kitty. I think you thought that paper was still on the table.
Kitty's getting in our way.
Can't see the computer screen.
It's just the way things go around here. All right. So, yeah, I think that's... Is there anything else?
No,
or should we?
I feel like this is an illustration of what we can see and how the Lord will speak to us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, if we're too frazzled in our mind... He will do things like that for us. He makes sure he communicates very well with us.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
You just have to sit and spend the time, listen.
Yeah. Be willing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Well, spread the word.
Be you, share you.
Bye.
We were living in castles as two space astronauts. Was us against dragons, and together we fought.
Production and editing done in-house at Hardwired for Worship. Music by Leonel Castillo and Krista Marina.